KSL News Time now, 6:49. Let's get another check of triple team traffic. And we've got an intersection or at least an area to avoid, Andy Farnsworth.
Yeah, it's 5400 South, 5600 West in Kearns. All four directions now being diverted. Emergency vehicles on the scene of what looks like a pretty bad crash. So the biggest delay is for northbound traffic, who's actually being forced onto 5400 South. You can turn left or right onto 54th, but better off to just avoid it altogether. You know, you can go out to Mountain View if you're heading south. If you're heading north, your best bet's to head a little bit further east. Unfortunately, you don't have a lot of good options. That's why everybody uses 5600 West, but you could go over as far as Bangor Highway if you need to. Eric Butler?
I-15 is in great shape in Utah County, heading up to the point of the mountain. Once you get past that point, you're starting to see a little bit of brake tapping going on, moving past Bangor Highway and then another section at 106 South. Heather?
Just a little bit of slow traffic southbound 15 through Clearfield. Speeds improve until you get to Layton Parkway, and now we're starting to see our typical brake lights showing up from there all the way through Kaysville. And then good speeds the rest of the way into downtown Salt Lake. The city streets in Ogden and Clearfield are starting to fill in now. The experts at Batteries Plus Bulbs can repair your iPhone, iPad, or other mobile device. Schedule your repair now at batteriesplus.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. A check now that